This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Sue, can I help you and probably everyone listening right now feel better about their life?
Yes.
Check this out. The sun will set today in Barrow, Alaska, and won't rise again until January 22nd.
Oh, my gosh.
64 days with no sun. So, yeah, it sucks that the sun is going down right now, and in about 20 minutes it's going to be pitch black. But, and it's a serious issue because people commit suicide in higher numbers. I could never, ever do that. And it's also weird, like, in the reverse. When you're up there, I've been on a cruise. Do you ever go up there on a cruise?
I haven't.
Like, 2 in the morning, the sun is still up, and then maybe it goes down a little bit, and then it's pretty much up again.
That's nuts, too.
It is pretty crazy.
I think I'd take that over the dark.
Oh, absolutely. But it does throw you off in both directions. Now that the election is over, there's some really important issues out there. And I'm certainly one that has covered this, trans issue with the San Jose State volleyball player. And now we have a Title IX lawsuit over all this. This was building. It's interesting because even team members and I think even a roommate have gotten involved here with this particular case. And it's fascinating. Paula Scanlon is here. She's been with us before, ambassador for the Riley Gaines Center. Hi, Paula. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on today.
This is a big case, I would say. I think you would agree. Explain what's happening here, and the pushback has really mounted, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, obviously, these athletes are doing the right thing here. I think we all can agree with that. But yes, there's been crazy pushback going on in NCAA volleyball, which does not surprise me because, again, the NCAA has doubled down on these rules. After seeing Leah Thomas, while he competed on my team, win an NCAA championship, the NCAA had ample opportunity to go and do the right thing and change their policies. And, of course, they did not change their policies, which allowed this to continue to happen. And we're seeing it again, happening over and over again. And, again, they have not stepped up and done the right thing here.
So you have a male player that has transitioned and is on the San Jose State team, has been spiking the ball with a lot of force. Teams, I don't know how long ago this started, but teams started to take a stand. And they said, we're going to forfeit this in an effort to keep our players safe, and we're just going to take a stand against the whole principle here. That's how this sort of started, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So San Jose State has a male athlete competing, and teams have been boycotting. There's also been lawsuits. And again, the situation is the girls are continued to be blamed by a lot of their universities. Some universities have stood up and done the right thing, but the NCAA has not stepped in and made change on this issue. And again, they are in the position of power here, and they have chose time and time again to ignore the feelings of the girls that are going through this. And it's inexcusable at this point.
This issue,
a majority of the country agrees for it. Even people who didn't vote for Donald Trump agree that men should not play in women's sports. And so just to keep defending it, it's just frankly idiotic on their part.
But, you know, Paul, I think it's even worse from this perspective, and you'll have to share your experience. But when I read the details of what happened here with her teammates in particular, and Brooke Slusser, who's the co-captain, is one of the people involved in the lawsuit. And I've even heard her say, look, nothing against, you know, this trans player. And I think it might even be a roommate, Blair Fleming, but it's not a fair situation. And the other, you know, the other part of this, I think, is that you have women that have told stories similar to you and to Riley saying they're pulled in these rooms. The administration makes it all about a bigger moment and they tell you to shut up, right?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you about what I went through at the University of Pennsylvania. The university came in, they told us if we ever spoke out against it, that we would spend the rest of our lives regretting it, that we would be labeled as a bigot and a hateful, disgusting person, that we would never be able to find a job. They compared it to the next civil rights movement, and I said, if you do not want to undress with this man in your locker room, that it is equivalent to not wanting to undress with someone based on your race. And the last thing that they told us at this meeting was they said, if everything is not enough so far, please seek psychological help because you are the problem. And they gave us the number for a counselor on campus.
Now, remember, you know, either you or Riley told me, because you had situations, and I've heard both of you describe this, but there were teammates of yours that were on the same page as you are currently, where they were outraged by this. But after they were coerced by the administration, they kind of flipped around. Did that happen?
Yes, that was on my team. There was a girl who was very adamantly against the situation. She swam the same events as Thomas. She said, I'm going to go meet with the athletic department and talk to them about it. She went into the meeting, came back from the meeting and said, you know what, guys, this is actually the most magical, progressive experience. And we're blessed to be part of a team that's going to make history. I think it's time we all get on board.
How do you justify that in your head, Paula? How did that happen? How did they get to her?
Well, it was exactly what I mentioned in the meeting. We later had a group meeting where I just explained to you where they told us we were disgusting, hateful, horrible people. We'd never be able to find a job. I assume it was the same conversation because after that meeting, not a single one of my teammates was willing to engage in conversation about how they truly felt about the situation. And even myself, I left that meeting. Me, Paula Scanlon, who's been publicly speaking about this for almost 2 years now, left that meeting thinking, maybe I am the problem. Maybe I should reevaluate this. I mean, granted, I reevaluated it for about 2 hours and realized, no, this is completely crazy. I am correct. But I even considered for almost a couple of hours, maybe I'm in the wrong here. Because it is scary. No 21-year-old girl wants to be told they're a disgusting, hateful, horrible human being that's going to have their life ruined if they speak against this.
But that's exactly, you know, OutKick has reported on this specifically, that that's what happened here. They said, look, if you speak publicly, things are going to go bad for you. And we don't want, there's a lot of us out here, like Sue and I in the studio, that are shaking our heads, Paul, saying, how could this have ever even happened? And how can it continue to happen?
Again, it's because these people in power are not stepping up and doing the right thing. Like, you would think, right after seeing the ridiculousness of Leah Thomas on that trophy stand, by the way, 6'4" tall, next to Olympians, the event that Thomas won, second place, third place, and fourth place are not just Olympians, but Olympic medalists that came behind him, okay? And if you see that image of the podium stand of the girls, the Olympians are standing together on one podium because they're all friends because they know each other from the literal Olympic team. And the photo of him alone standing next to them, towering over them, larger than them, having won the NCAA championship, that was not enough for the NCAA to change their policy. It was not. And that is why we're in this situation still, because they refuse to do the right thing.
So specifically on this lawsuit, does this address a specific tournament or what is, the ask here, if you will?
So there is a few different individual lawsuits going on here, but the main NCAA one is against the NCAA for violating Title IX regulations. Again, the way Title IX was originally intended, I know the Biden administration has tried to do some rewriting of it as of late, which is currently actually not passed because there was enough legal action against their new rewrite. But it's against the NCAA for discriminating against these female athletes. And the same thing with these other lawsuits that are popping up in the volleyball case specifically. It's, again, saying that the women are being discriminated against having to compete against.
Shouldn't be that hard to prove in court because it's pretty blatantly obvious to a lot of us right now. Before I let you go, Paul, I want you to explain what happened because this is somewhat local down in Carbondale. What happened to Caitlin Wheeler, who's also on your team there with Riley Gaines and the Ambassadors? Because there was an incident in Carbondale, right?
Yes, she was protested against at her speech. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, it was like the real Women's Day in Illinois at SIU.
Yes, I mean, this is so sad that I don't even really have much to say about this because it's so common. Yes, Caitlin was heavily protested at her speech right near you guys. And again, they were screaming things while she was talking. They were playing loud music, just her giving the message about just talking about why it's unfair for men to compete in women's sports. She also was probably talking about her younger sister who was forced to undress in a locker room at a YMCA with a fully grown man. And she steps in to protect her sister as well. So that's part of Caitlin's story. And again, this is happening at all these college campuses that we go to and other places we go to. I've been protested. I've been called names. I've had horrible things written about me online, and for simply saying I don't want to undress in a locker room with a fully grown man, and I don't think he should be on my sports.
Well, here's the good news: is that I think if you dig in, and I've done this, Paul, a little bit. If you dig into some of the reasons that people voted the way that they did in this election, younger people in particular really said something on this trans issue, and I think a lot of us were a little surprised because in an older demographic, this isn't even questionable, but younger kids are I think a little bit more easily coerced on this stuff. But there is a silent majority out there that I think spoke a couple of weeks ago on your behalf and Riley's behalf and all these women, I think.
Yeah, and that's what I think is really great, actually. So University of Pennsylvania, not a lot of people on my team are supportive of me. But over the summer, I did actually have, there's four girls on my team of 40 that have called me to tell me they support what I'm doing. And one of them called me this summer, and she said, hey, by the way, I want to let you know I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I do not think that what we went through was fair. Men don't belong on women's sports teams and in women's bathrooms. So there is definitely a group of younger people that have been moved by this issue, seeing what happened to myself, to Riley, to other individuals, even younger athletes at the high school level and middle school level that have had to deal with this. It really did make some girls think, hey, I am actually not comfortable undressing in a locker room with a fully grown man. I should probably let my vote reflect that.
I guess I'm still shocked that a good portion of those, student athletes don't have an issue with that. That is just absolutely baffling to me, and I think it leaves a lot of us confused. But, Paul, great work on this stuff. Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon. Keep up the fight.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care. My friend John Ziegler from the West Coast on the Joe and Mika situation. Oh, he'll have some opinions on that coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.